In this video, we will cover how to set up a quiz and add questions. To start, switch on editing by pressing the Turn Editing On button. Now you are able to add activities or resources. Click on this link and a menu will appear. Choose Quiz and click Add. You are now on the screen where you decide on the overall behaviour of the quiz. Name your quiz in the box, and you may also give a description below, but this is not compulsory. There are a number of tabs on this page which allow you to customise the behaviour of each quiz. All of them will be on default settings, which you can change by clicking on the drop-down menus and selecting the options that you require. The most important are covered here, and a full explanation for all is in the documentation. The main ones are Timing, which enables you to set when the quiz will appear and for how long. Grade, which enables you to select what kind of grading system you would like. Layout, which enables you to choose how your quiz will appear to students. Quiz Behavior, which enables you to choose how different questions themselves are presented and how they behave in your quiz. And Review, which shows you the settings enabled depending on the question behavior option selected above. These can also be manually changed to customize a question behavior setting, if so desired. Then, click on Save and Display at the bottom of the screen. You can change the settings at any time by clicking on Edit Settings in the Administration block on the left. Click on Edit Quiz. You are now in the Editing Quiz page. Here you can see how many questions you've added and add more. Let's add a question. To do this, click on Add a Question and a menu will appear. This displays all the question types Moodle has to offer. Click once on a question type to see a brief summary of its uses, and then click Add. We will choose a multiple choice question as an example. This is the question edit screen. Everything marked with a red asterisk must be filled out or Moodle will not let you save the question. Let's start creating our question. For category, it is generally best to have each individual quiz in its own category. This means the quiz will be easier to export to other courses or find later if required. Next, enter the question name. This name will appear in the question bank and students will not be able to see it, so you can be as descriptive as you like so that in the future you can easily remember what the question is. The next box labelled Question Text is where you should type the question you wish to ask your students. There are a variety of ways that you can edit the text and add multimedia and equations here, and these are covered in video 2. Then, enter the number of marks you would like to award for this question in the default marks box. The next box is for general feedback. Students will see this after they have submitted their answer. This feature can be used for providing a more detailed explanation of the correct answer or for adding extra comments specific to that question. Moodle allows you to have multiple choice questions either with a single correct answer or with multiple correct answers. In this example, however, there is only one correct answer. Shuffle the choices allows you to choose if you would like the choices to appear in a random order each time the quiz is attempted. Select the box if you wish the choices to be shuffled. In the next tab, you can input your answer choices and the grade awarded to the student for each answer selected. You can also give specific feedback for each answer. To choose the grade allocation for each answer, click on the drop-down menu by grade and select what you require. In multiple choice questions where there is only one correct answer, the correct answer must carry 100% of the marks, but wrong answers may incur any mark, including negative marks, as a penalty. To have more than 5 default answer boxes, click on the Blanks with 3 more choice button as many times as required. To have fewer answers, simply leave boxes empty. The next section is combined feedback. Moodle will show this automatically once a student has submitted their question or quiz and Moodle has marked them. You can alter the statements by typing into the boxes. The section Multiple Tries next on screen is only relevant for certain quiz behaviour settings. In this example, we are using a deferred feedback setting and multiple tries are not allowed. The last section is Tags. Here you can enter words that, if typed into the Moodle search bar, will return this quiz as one of the options. Clicking on Save Changes will take you back to the edit screen, where the question you just wrote is now there. Now that you've added a question to the quiz, you might want to see how it will appear to students. In the Administration block on the left-hand side of the page, click Preview. You can also check that the feedback you've put will display correctly. You can do this by selecting an answer and clicking Next. You will then come to this screen. Clicking Return to Attempt sends you back to the quiz and you can change your answers. Clicking Submit All and Finish sends you to a screen that asks you again if you want to submit all and finish. If you agree to this, the next screen will be the Moodle Marks screen. We can see that all of the feedback has outputted correctly and Moodle has marked the question according to the answers provided. The bottom line of the feedback of "the correct answer is London" is generated automatically by Moodle and cannot be changed. Click on the Finish Review link to take you back to the main pre-quiz screen with a summary of your attempt. If, after previewing the quiz, there is something you would like to change, simply click on Edit Quiz on the Administration block on the left and proceed from there.